Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on. Go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on. Get paid.
Hello, welcome to Films of Our Lives. I'm Victoria Felton.
And I'm Stuart Felton.
And today the film that we will be reviewing is Shrek.
Woo!
Ooh, I thought you sang that very well. That's a hard song, Stu. Well done.
Yeah, I didn't want to go much more because I was very much in danger of getting the words wrong.
You did more than I thought you were going to do. So I was just relieved when you volunteered because I was like, I can't sing that or anything. But
and also the long connect really threw me off because it pings when you finally connect.
It pings.
It goes like bring.
Oh yeah. Does that my end as well? We're recording remotely, listeners.
And it just really, because I was waiting for like 15 minutes when it finally, pinged.
Because I haven't recorded another stave, my podcasting app just turns itself off because it's only ever used when you invite me to connect to your podcast, even though it's our podcast, but it's in your name, isn't it? And so then I forget that I should really log in before. And
yeah,
then
I didn't know that you had to have the app to be able to, because you just send it by text.
Yeah.
I didn't realize you had to actually have the.
So sorry, guys, this is not a guide to post officing, to podcasting. So what happens is when you send me the invitation via text.
Yeah.
It then redirects me to my app where I can see that I've had 3 listens to my Stave the First of Charles Dickens' Christmas Carol. If anyone says, if you want to make it a 4,
go. More rounded number.
It redirects me and then I look at that and see how many listeners per month, 0. And then I wait and I look at it and then it will eventually connect me. But then sometimes it will say, like today, verify number, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyway, we're here now. Woo woo.
Yeah.
We missed a month. Yeah. We had a good run.
Yeah, we were so good. And then we're busy, aren't we?
We
busy.
Went camping and our mum's tent blew away.
Yeah.
And that's a true story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been Easter as well.
Yeah.
Did you have a good Easter? I know you did. I've seen you lately.
You saw me the whole time. Happy egg.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I've got a funny story related to that today.
Yeah.
So last night I was eating not mini eggs, but like Tesco version of mini eggs, but in foil wrapping, but small eggs. Okay.
Right.
See, I was eating them in bed. Okay. I go to sleep with the electric blanket is only on my side. I go to sleep with the electric blanket on. Because it's only on my side, I can get away with it until I wake up with my blood boiling and then I have to turn it off. But it's basically on for ages. Mm-hmm. I get out of bed. Oh God, what have I done? One of the eggs had got under my leg and then melted into the white sheet of Dover. So it's just a melted splodge of chocolate when I get out of bed.
This is the middle of the night or the morning?
No, this morning.
Yeah, right.
Oh God, what's happened? Oh, it's that chocolate egg. So that's had to be possibly thrown away. I put it in the washing machine for the second time. Chocolate doesn't come out easily. Anyway, enough about that. But because you said Easter eggs.
What a great anecdote.
Let's re-record that. Okay, should we say things about the film?
Yeah, well, what I was going to say before you went off on that hilarious tangent was that we've already discussed Shrek partially in our top five films, if you see top five films.
Oh, did we? I don't remember that at all.
It is in my top five films. So there's a couple, I didn't listen back to it. I've had loads of time to do so, but I didn't. So there are a couple of bits in that. I think I said about doing media studies and things like that, studying at school. But yeah, obviously it is one of my favourite films. And I've just received a funny text.
Did you just get my text?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I've 2001. I didn't know I'm stealing your job.
Yeah. Oh, hello.
But okay, I actually went to the cinema to watch it with mother.
Oh, did you? That's nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you know, so listeners, you won't know, my wife's currently away in Malaga with her friend. So I'm just single dabbing it at the moment, which is fine. It's easy. Oh, no. Wait.
Wait,
it's
what?
It's not easy. But the parenting side of being single and parent on your own.
Single is, for one day.
3 days. This is the third.
And I was just about to say, but I stayed over that first night. Yeah. I did very little to help.
Yeah. That bit's fine, but it's just like boring. Like,
yeah. Oh.
So like last night I just went to bed when the kids went to bed, etc.
Oh, I thought you were going to stay up late because you could. Yeah, that's what Kim said.
I know. And I was going to get up and watch wrestling and the alarm went off and I just thought, what's the point?
Oh.
So today, which made Dad chuckle when we went to football training, I was so bored, I went for breakfast with Mum.
What, this morning?
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, we had a little date again. It just reminded me of our Shrek date. And then we had a little bit of...
Nice of you to check if I was free.
You wouldn't have been. I know you're always busy on a Tuesday.
Okay.
Isn't that like this isn't a disrespect or a diss to our mum.
It sounds
you know
like
what,
it.
You, no, but you know what
it
I'm
It sounds like.
Like
I might be the new favourite.
You know what I'm like.
Yeah.
Mum.
Me.
The fact that I voluntarily just texted and said, should we go for breakfast?
Oh, that's sweet. She'll have been thrilled.
Yeah.
Her tent has blown away.
Yeah, genuine.
Yeah.
So that's what happens when you spend like £3 on one.
But she said she spent 90.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, just going back to your story, because I was half watching the football at the time.
Yeah.
Have you ruined your electric blanket or just the sheath?
No, just the sheath, thank God. The electric blanket, fine. The gold, the thing that gets me through life.
The sweet nectar of the blankets.
The warmth is safe. It has been washed. It's okay. And it's back where it belongs.
A partial bit of you that thought you'd pooed yourself.
Well, obviously, ladies don't do number twos, but there was a fear.
Maybe an Adam had pooed yourself.
What have I done? What was I going to say? Going back to the film, the podcast. The film, the podcast, yeah. I watched it for the first time. So our grandma, I won't name the town because I feel mean, but she moved to a very small town. There was nothing there. Nothing there. My friend and I went to stay with her. And Claire, if you're listening, hello. We were the youngest people in the town by 100 years. And so we were staying there for a week with our grandma and step-grandpa. And so apart from like having breakfast and tea with them, the day was our own. But then there was pretty much nothing to do. But they did have a very small cinema. Very small. But we'd been out at the beach was just pebbles, but we'd stayed there all day and fell asleep. We were so burned. We were so sunburnt. It was painful. And we went to see Shrek at the cinema. And we were just sat there miserable because it was so small and so hot. And you could just feel the burn, literally. Like, it was just so uncomfortable. And we had a bit of a row when we got home, which wasn't really a row, but we were led in bed, and then Claire just wanted to go to sleep because she was burnt and sore and miserable. And I kept on, I was like, oh, don't go to sleep, let's chat. And then Claire said, all right, we won't then. But then we did, because she was angry with me. So that's my first experience of Shrek.
What did you think?
I enjoyed it, but I was obviously miserable because I was burnt. So burning aside, yeah, I thought it was hilarious.
I thought I'll enjoy this
when I'm less miserable.
I might be wrong when I see this, but sorry, I just have burnt.
It's disgusting.
Sorry.
Now we've discussed number twos and you've burped. What has this podcast become?
What I was going to say is that I might be wrong, and I probably am, but Shrek seemed to like kind of usher in like the wave of films which were like advertised as sort of like kids' films.
Yeah, and but that, sneaky adults' films.
Yeah, and that you would happily watch as a child and not walk away and be like, oh, well, that was a bit...
Yeah, honest. Yeah.
But an adult will watch it, and it's like watching The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Also, although like less so, because Simpsons are a bit more obvious with their adult comedy. But yeah, where the adult will go and watch and be like, oh, what's this going to be? Some like boring kids film. And then be like...
Just hilarious.
And like jokes just for the bit of blue for dads.
Bit of blue for dads, yeah. Because Disney sneak them in every now and then anyway. But yeah, this was like the... The main one that I can think of. There may have been others, but... And that sort of different kind of animation that's not like cartoony, but
yeah.
The like, is it this when like Pixar came around as well? Oh no, Toy Story was like 99, wasn't it? So similar era.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't really think of any blue in Toy Story. Toy Story is just a good story.
No, sorry, I just meant like animation wise. It was kind of a different.
Yes.
There's obviously a name for that, but I don't know.
The 2D paper.
Yeah.
Anyway, shall we start the film?
Anywho, I'll probably put on Instagram where the podcast actually starts.
It's 12 minutes.
Oh, is it? Oh my gosh.
I'll IMDb.
Okay. Oh, Stu, did you hack into my...
Mate?
Yeah.
I don't know, we did this film ages ago.
Oh, because I've just seen some swearing and I didn't type that.
That wasn't me, as Shaggy would say. Right. When a green ogre named Shrek discovers his swamp has been swamped with all sorts of fairy tale creatures by scheming Lord Farquaad, Shrek sets out with a very loud donkey voice to persuade Farquaad to give Shrek his swamp back. Instead, a deal is made. Farquaad, who wants to become the king, sends Shrek to rescue Princess Fiona, who is awaiting her true love in a tower guarded by a fire-breathing dragon. But once they head back with Fiona, it starts to become apparent that not only does Shrek and Ugly Ogre begin to fall in love with the lovely princess, but Fiona is also hiding a huge secret. Even that bit was long.
Why were you laughing?
I remember that I did hack into your name.
You did hack in, yeah. I thought that was... I didn't type that, filth.
There's a hilarious one in there.
Is there?
I can't wait for you to get there. Anyway, let's... Who's in this film?
I'm on a roll and I read it out.
Who is in this film? You'll spot it. It's so funny.
Oh, no. I'm frightened.
Yeah.
Okay.
The swear one's quite funny.
You what, sorry?
Even the one with the swear on it is quite funny.
How many have you done?
Not that many.
Oh, okay.
Who's in this film?
Mike Myers. He plays Shrek. He is in films such as Wayne's World, the Austin Powers franchise. Pardon?
It's the Austin Powers film.
Yeah. How many are there? Three?
No, we've been done one.
Oh, see that podcast for details. Oh, we should do two.
Well, we only just did one.
Did we? Only just. Yeah. No. Well, Madonna did the song for the soundtrack. Anywho. Eddie Murphy, I say gleefully, he plays Donkey. And he is in such films as Coming to America, Beverly Hills Cop Trading Places, see Coming to America podcast for details. We should do the other films. They're funny.
The films.
Huh?
What other films?
Oh, have I seen Trading Places? I don't know. Beverly Hills Cop. We should do that. Anyway, sorry. Cameron Diaz is Princess Fiona from such films as The Mask, My Best Friend's Wedding, What Happens in Vegas, The Other Woman. See The Mask podcast for details. And John Lithgow plays Lord Farquaad. My gosh, what's wrong with me? He is in our favourite Santa Claus the movie for free. See that podcast for details. The Crown, Dexter, Third Rock from the Sun. And then I just listed those guys.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Are we ready to rumble?
Yeah.
Right. So the start of the film is like a traditional sort of Disney.
The Disney opening with the storybook.
Yeah. And I think when I said about this in the top five films, and I think this was something I learned when I did media studies about it. Someone who worked on the production of Shrek was fired from Disney.
Oh, I heard that actually. Did you tell me that? I think
probably.
Yeah.
Mm. And that this is why it's sort of like an anti-Disney.
Mm.
It doesn't, because it doesn't mock, but it sort of mocks. You know?
Yeah, it's interesting because it does, but it doesn't actually. Yeah.
Yeah. Like the whole bit where she's like singing in the forest.
And, yeah. And then.
It's kind of like, yeah, like a nod, but also like a, our princesses aren't.
Yeah. Ours is like a fighting machine kind of thing.
Yeah. Mm. About a princess in a tower. Then you have montage of Shrek being an ogre. Like he loves being an ogre.
Yeah.
Mud and whatnot in the. This is
all. He likes the swamp. He likes his alone time.
Yeah. Likes being dirty, having these mud baths.
And he's reading that Disney book on the lavatory.
And he's like, what a world of.
And then uses it for toilet paper.
Yeah.
Oh, and then you see wanted fairy tale characters, don't you?
Yeah. So they're paying for. No. You've skipped a bit.
Have I skipped too far? I'm sorry.
Yeah. So there's like a load of townspeople gathered outside his swamp
with pitchforks and stuff. I've skipped way far, sorry.
Shrek goes up to him. He's like, this is the pub where you run away. There'll be a lot of that.
Yeah.
You were getting thoroughly annoyed watching it with me, weren't you?
Why was I?
Because I say all the words.
Oh, because you were doing the whole.
This is my Mary Poppins.
This is your Mary Poppins. Yeah, because it's. Don't get me wrong. I was impressed, which I know is what you were going for. I was impressed with how much of the dialogue you knew.
But you were like, I know you know. Can you stop now?
Please? Yeah, I'm impressed, and that's it. You've won me round. Well done. This ends now.
But it didn't.
You continued.
Yeah.
All of the dialogue.
So then we see all the people kind of lined up with wanted fairy tale creatures. We don't really know why, other than I guess Lord Farquaad just doesn't like fairy tale creatures.
I thought it was to make money. Well, I guess the people selling them are making
money. Yeah, making money.
But then the ones they just go out and find and round up. But he does like some fairy tale things because he likes the magic mirror.
No, but he doesn't like it. He wants it because he wants his princess.
Right. Oh, I see. Yeah.
But when he's got Gingy, he's like, you and the rest of those fairy tale. Like, he's very much doesn't like them.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So maybe, and as I pointed out to you about Mother Bear.
Oh.
Because they're there, mother, father, and baby bear.
Yeah.
And then later, when he's in bed.
Oh, no, don't.
What?
No, it's too sad.
Well, you already know.
Yeah, but I've forgotten. I blocked it out. It was too awful. Oh, I wish I didn't know that.
Well, it's not real.
Oh, that's so sad.
She's a rug.
Oh, my gosh, Sue.
Yeah.
Why do you tell me things? It's better right, I don't know.
Yeah, but you can watch any film and a character will die.
No, I can't.
Well, I don't mean you. I mean the royal you.
Oh, that's sad. I'd never noticed that. I could have happily gone through life.
Well, anyway, so yeah, so maybe it is very much rounding them up for execution. Who knows?
Oh my gosh, it's awful. Oh, it's so much worse than I realised, yeah.
And then there's a woman there. She says that she has a talking donkey.
Yes.
And she's like, talk. And he doesn't. He refuses to talk.
Mm.
And then she pretends to talk for him and they try and arrest her. And then she knocks Tinkerbell.
Oh, yeah.
Into donkey. And then he starts flying.
And then the magic, I can fly.
He can fly. He can talk. That's right, fool. Now I'm a flying talking donkey.
Oh, look at Stu knowing all the dialogue.
And then he runs away, runs into Shrek, where all the people were chasing him.
Oh, no, but
him.
He comes back down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's like, and when he runs away, I always think about Minto running around in the garden.
Oh, do you? Minto was our rabbit.
He was grey.
Oh. How old, we had him a long time, didn't we? How long do we have him?
18 years.
Really long for a rabbit. No, it wasn't 18 years. No, I think like the longest ever living rabbit was 15 years.
It was longer than that.
I think he was 13.
No, it was longer than
well,
that.
Well, we had him when I was 10, and I wasn't 28 when he passed away.
You were.
Was I?
I don't know. How old are you now? I don't know.
Huh?
I still lived at home.
Yeah, so did I.
Yeah, well, that.
Obviously. Anyway, we don't last week.
So, how old was I? I was 6. Yeah, at 21. So he was probably about 14.
Yeah. Oh.
Anyway.
Oh, happy things.
So yes. So then they're like, "Oh, we have to arrest you, Shrek."
Yeah.
And he's like, "You want the army?"
Because
they run away scared.
Yeah.
And Donkey follows him, and he's really just like, oh, I like you're cool. Oh. I really like you. Like, you're. Donkey probably sees it as a bit of protection. Also, doesn't really have anyone.
Oh, yeah. He's alone, but he's been looking for companionship. Whereas.
He hasn't been looking because he was with the woman.
Yeah, but he wasn't loved.
No.
Was he?
Yeah, so.
He was looking for love and friendship and companionship.
Yeah, and Shrek tries scaring him away and it doesn't work. You know, wow, that was really scary. that was good, wasn't it?
It's more impressive now that I'm not watching it with you.
Sorry, I've also got one eye on the football.
You've got what, sorry?
And I got the football game on, just on muted.
Well, can you please focus on business?
Yes.
Sorry. Thank you.
Very flaky in this podcast.
Pardon?
I said we're very flaky in this podcast.
Yeah.
Even for us.
This is very flaky.
Yeah. So Donkey says, can I stay with you?
Yeah.
And he's like, no. Can I stay with you, please?
Sorry, that was a door going over a vacuum.
Oh. Yes, he says he can. And then he's like, great, we can stay up late, swapping manly stories, and in the morning, I'm making waffles.
Did you hack
outside!
In?
Outside!
Thank you. Did you hack in there? On my notes?
I don't know. What does it say?
It says, and in the morning, I'm making waffles, XL.
No, that's not me.
Okay. Well, that didn't make sense.
Extra large waffles.
Yeah.
He's like, no, you can stay outside. Shrek's in there making his like making a lot of effort. Lights a candle with no wick, just lights the earwax.
Oh, yeah, we said that, didn't we, actually? Yeah, where's the wick?
Yeah.
The earwax.
And all of a sudden he starts hearing some noises, some scurrying. I thought I told you to stay outside. I am outside.
I don't think we need an impressions round.
Well, I'm just going to keep going. This is my Harry Poppins. the swamp is filled up with fairy tale creatures that have been rounded up.
Yeah.
So this is like a, like, right, well, if we can't catch you, we're going to annoy you by dumping everyone there.
Yeah. But they're not trying to annoy him. They just know it. They just think it's a safe place because he's they think he's accepted Donkey there.
No.
Oh, isn't it?
No. Lord Farquaad has sent them there.
Oh, right.
Remember?
Has he? Says,
what are you doing here? And he's like, Lord Farquaad, he hoofed and he poofed and he signed the eviction notice. So he sent them all there.
Oh, no. Yeah, but they were evicted.
No, he rounded them all up.
Yeah.
Paid the people for them.
Yeah.
And then dumped them in Shrek's swamp.
Oh, okay. Well, I apologize.
So they didn't just go there because he was there.
Yeah.
They were forced to go there.
Okay.
So Shrek, it's like, otherwise why would he go see Lord Farquaad?
I see.
So he has to go see Lord Farquaad.
Mm.
He's like, does anyone know the way? And then Donkey knows the way. Shrek and Donkey. And then back at the castle, Lord Farquaad has Gingy.
Yep. Oh.
And he has no legs.
Yeah. Has he eaten them?
No, he throws them in the bin. Like, were you not watching this film?
I was, but I was very distracted because somebody kept saying all the words.
Unlikely story. And he's like, he wants to know, basically, I don't know what he's trying to find out of him, because he's just saying about, he's trying to find someone. And he's like, she's married to the Muffin Man.
The Muffin Man?
And then his like guards come in, like, we find it. And he's found the magic mirror.
Yeah.
So the magic mirror says that he's not king, because he says he's either fairest king of them all.
Mm.
And then he like smashes a mirror because the mirror is like, oh,
not,
what I meant to say.
Not telling him what he wants to hear.
King yet.
Mm.
And then he gives him three options for brides.
Yeah. Which is a take on the TV show The Bachelor, I assume.
Mm.
Or The Bachelorette.
And he's like Cinderella, Snow White, and Princess Sweet. Just because she lives with seven other men, she's not easy.
So this is where you have like that adult bit coming in.
He chooses Princess Fiona, and then obviously he doesn't know about the spell that's on her, or neither do we at this point, do we?
No, nobody. Yeah, we don't know yet.
And then Shrek and Donkey arrive at Duloc. That's where Lord Farquaad lives.
Mm.
They go into like the main thing where they're hosting a competition for a champion who's going to go and rescue Princess Fiona. Mm-hmm. And then he says the champion is the one who kills the ogre.
Oh, so yeah.
They end up having like a wrestling style match.
I don't give a damn about my education. Have you said, well, some of you may die, but it's a sacrifice I'm willing to make.
Yeah. And then, yeah, so Shrek becomes the champion because he beats everyone.
Can I just say that I wrote down clothesline, wrestling, and dropkick. Just wanted to show that I knew the moves.
And then when he's doing the, oh, yeah, with the hand right here, that's Hulk Hogan.
Oh, is it? Ah.
Get in the chair! That's what one of the audience members says. He gets in the chair.
Is it coming up on your phone, all of our family just saying goodnight?
Yeah. So he says if he goes and rescues a princess, he will give him his swamp back.
Yeah.
So Shrek and Donkey set off on the quest.
So there's no emotion in it for Shrek at this point, is it? It's just like, right, get her, get my swamp. Yeah.
Yeah. Donkey's asking him questions and stuff like that. Shrek's like, maybe there's a reason that Donkey shouldn't talk because he doesn't shut up.
Yeah.
And he's like, ogres are like onions.
What? Yeah.
They smell. Yes. Yeah. Leave them outside, they go brown, get those white hairs on top. And he's like, no. Onions have layers. Ogres have layers. Onions have layers. They said there's more to him, basically, than what the whole squeeze the whatever from your eyes and eat your spleens and all that sort of thing.
Yeah. I hear that though all the time. Like, oh, they're like, they're like onions, they have layers. Don't you just hear that in like quite common parlance now? Ever since that time. Maybe. Was it a saying before? I just know it from Shrek.
I don't know. It's quite a young one to come in. Mm. Cake. Everybody loves cake. Cake has layers.
Oh, and then parfait, which...
Yeah, no one even knows what it is. What is
we
it?
Don't know what it is. I don't know if it's an American thing, but we're like, we always want parfait when we watch this, but we don't know what it is.
What do you imagine it as? Just like if you envisioned it now.
A caramel mousse. Do you know that? In like the yogurt pot kind of thing.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Like the caramel thing that's sort of like...
Yeah, I know. The like the
Plumond.
Two-toned coloured...
Yeah.
Pack. See, I know it's not this, but I imagine it shaped like a chocolate orange.
Okay.
And you bite into it and it's like Turkish delight colour.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow.
So mine's just completely made up. Because I don't even like Turkish delight.
I don't like Turkish delight, but it looks pretty.
But it looks like it, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, are you talking about the bar of Turkish delight that's pink inside? Or yes. Like the traditional green from Narnia?
It's pink, like pink-filled chocolate orange. But it's not Turkish delight. It's not chocolate orange.
But what does it taste of? Because
I don't know. I've just completely made something up.
Yeah. Or what's the one where you set it on, you don't set it on fire, but you, it's all the sugar and then you do the fire. And then when you have to eat it, you have to smash the top, which is also caramelly, I think. But yeah, that's, well, we should, yeah, well, we could Google it. But listeners, if you know, let us know.
I think you're probably not far off with some sort of caramel thing. We could look it up now, but let's just leave it. I don't want to know.
No, it will ruin it. Like when you find out that Hermione wasn't Hermione.
Hermione. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, so yeah, they're getting near the castle because they can smell brimstone. They cross the rickety bridge.
Have you said dense, irritating miniature beast of burden?
No, I don't know when he says that bit though.
Well, I had it after parfait.
That's probably the only.
I didn't know if you wanted to do an impression.
I can't remember what the argument is, but he's just like, you dense, irritating, miniature beast of burden.
Very good, yeah. We quote that a lot, don't we?
Yeah, inside the castle, there's armor left over from previous rescue attempts.
Yeah.
The dragon.
Sorry, there's not at that. There's something here. I don't know if I've written it or if you have.
Okay.
the
dragon is by Donkey. It might be the bit I was thinking of earlier. Shrek takes it on, and he gets thrown, and lands in the tower where Fiona is, and the dragon has Donkey pinned. Trapped.
Yeah.
Donkey sweet talks the dragon and she doesn't eat him immediately. Fiona's been waiting for this moment forever. She's like primed, ready for the kiss, isn't she?
Yeah, she's like, she loves the fairy tale. Yeah. She doesn't even seem bothered that she's been trapped. She's just waiting for this.
Where has she been getting food from?
Yeah. And also, like, not to give it away at the end, but, like, are they just okay now, her and the dragon? Are they, like, double dating?
Yeah, and She's just fine with her parents just sending her there.
To the tower. Where is she getting her food from?
Yep, she's locked in the tallest room. Maybe they're the fairy godmother, spoiler.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like got a spell where it just like produces 3 meals a day.
It's a magical kingdom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's waiting. He approaches her and like shakes her awake rather than kisses her, and then he's like, "We go." And she's like, "He's like, you have to look out for the dragon." She's like, "You didn't slay the dragon?"
Yeah.
And he's like, "It's on my to-do list. I have to save my ass."
Of course, he meets the donkey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he goes back down for donkey. They manage to tie the dragon up in knots as he's running around. And they escape the castle. And like Fiona's like almost like annoyed that it's not been like the traditional like fairy tale, like you didn't come in, you're supposed to ride in on horseback and all this and that, and kill the dragon, then rescue me and share true love's first kiss.
Yeah.
Obviously there's more significance to that kiss than what we know at this point. She's like, not really that like grateful. She even like at one point is like, put me back, isn't she?
Yeah. Yes, she'd rather suffer and wait for her one true love.
Yeah.
So it's not even about escaping for her. It's about finding her one true love.
But I suppose she's still trapped, isn't she?
Oh, no, it's not. I've just realised. No, she doesn't want to find the one. She wants to not be an ogre anymore.
Yeah.
That's sad. So she would rather be locked up in a tower than be herself.
Yeah, well, she's worried about what everyone's going to think, isn't she?
Oh, that's a shame.
Who could love such a hideous beast?
Oh, that's a quote from Beauty and the Beast. No, for who could ever love a beast? I'll come back into my own if we do that one.
No, we won't. yeah, so yeah, when they're sort of outside, she's like, arise, Sir Shrek.
Yeah.
And then she's like, take off your helmet. And then she's like, calls Donkey the noble steed.
Yeah.
She called me a steed.
Oh.
Yeah, so when she sees that he's an ogre, obviously she's surprised. Says about being the true love, and he's like, no, we'll take you to Lord Farquaad. He's your true love.
Yeah.
And then she says about, you couldn't match up to a man of Lord Farquaad's stature. And then they sort of mock that he's quite short. Isn't he?
Yeah.
I don't know, Shrek. There are those that think little of him. I can't remember the other ones, which is poor for me. And then, yeah, so they set off traveling. They say about, they travel over through the night and then arrive there the next day.
Yeah.
Fiona says, no, she needs to sleep. She's adamant about not traveling through the night.
Yes.
And she's like, there could be robbers. And then Donkey's like scared that he doesn't want to travel through the night as well.
Oh.
Yeah, fashions a little room like with a cave and a door.
Yeah. Oh, and Donkey's so cute here. And then I have to not read what you've written. But yeah, I felt really sorry for her because he's like, I'll read you a bedtime story. And then she says harshly something. I don't know because you changed the words on my phone.
Yeah. So Shrek and Donkey are staring up at the stars. Shrek's telling Donkey about all like stories of past ogres.
Oh. What are we going to do when we get our swamp?
Yeah, he refers to it as our swamp. Yeah. Shrek's like, it's my swamp. And he's going to build a wall to keep everyone out. Donkey's like saying about... Shrek says it's not him who has the problem with the world.
Yeah,
it's the world that has a problem with him.
That's true.
And Donkey says like, that's not how he sees him.
Mm. Oh,
and Fiona was quite, it pans back to where Fiona was, and she was obviously listening in on their conversations because she gets up with a like better attitude, doesn't she? And she's like singing, and that's when she does the Snow White singing.
She does, but there's a really sleazy, disgusting moment where they switch to Lord Farquaad sat in the bed looking at Fiona in the magic mirror, like she's in a Playboy magazine or something.
Oh, did you see the duvet as well?
No.
So the duvet like rises and then he appears underneath it.
That's not true.
That is true.
Oh dear.
He's like,
Oh, gross. That's disgusting. It's a family film.
But it's a nod to the old folk.
Quickly move to Fiona singing.
Yeah, so she sings with the bird.
Yeah, like again, traditional Disney. And then
she sings so loud that the bird explodes.
Yeah.
And then she cooks its eggs for breakfast. Oh
my gosh. Oh, yeah, and she says, "How do you like your eggs?" But she's already fried them.
Already cooked. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter how you like them.
Yeah, it's scrambled. Done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shrek burps and then Donkey tells him off, but then Fiona does the same. And then they're attacked by Robin Hood and his Oh Merry Man. I steal from the rich, but give to the needy. Takes a wee percentage, but I'm not greedy. And so they end up.
And she does like the Matrix thing where she
like fights them.
Yeah.
And Shrek and Donkey are just like, wow. Didn't expect that of her.
Like she can handle it herself, yeah. And then she uses a giant web to catch all the midges, and then Shrek eats it like candy floss.
Yeah, well, that was, he also gets hit by an arrow first.
It's tender.
Yeah, and Donkey's like panicking, so she's like, "I need you to go and find a flower, blue flower with red thorns." And Shrek's like, "What's the flower for?" And she's like, "Getting rid of Donkey."
Oh.
And then when she's trying to get the arrow out, they fall into like a sort of compromised position and they're sort of staring at each other, and then Donkey comes back and is like, "Oh, that was what you wanted. You wanted to be alone." And then she pulls the arrow out to show that she was just trying to get the arrow.
Yeah, but they are really getting on well. They've really hit it off now, haven't they?
Yeah, so she makes the web thing, which he eats, and then they make each other literal balloon animals.
Yeah, just walking along
the frog.
Yeah.
And then they can see the lock. They're like there, but they make out that Donkey's unwell, so they should maybe stay another night and go the next day.
Oh, sorry, Shane.
I can't feel my toes. I don't have any toes. And he just reminds me of you, the bit with the neck. Where he's like, "Sometimes I'll do this and my neck does this." And he's like, "Proper tricks his neck." Shrek makes a romantic weed rat dinner and tells her about how he does a mean weed rat stew. Yeah. And then you can tell he wants to tell her how he feels, but he's just like, "Oh, are you going to eat that?"
Yeah, he can't do it.
And now it's also sunset, so Fiona needs to go to bed. And she goes in this little shelter. And then Donkey's like, "Oh, I understand. You're afraid of the dark." And she's just like, "Yeah, I am. I'm scared of the dark." And he's like, "I used to be afraid of the dark until I'm still afraid of the dark."
Donkey's such a good character. Like, if you had to pick a standout character from a film, like, don't you think he's the one from this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. He can like tell that Shrek's like fallen for her, and he's like, "When you tell her how you feel," and he's like, "She's a princess and I'm an ogre." So Donkey goes in to see her, but she's in like ogre form now.
Wait, the princess?
Yeah. And so she's talking and said about how she's ugly and this and that and describing herself. And then she's like, "How could anybody love somebody so hideous?"
But Shrek overhears the wrong thing.
Got some flowers and gone to talk to her, but overhears her talking like that and thinks that she's on about him.
Oh, and Donkin said, you only like this at night. Shrek's ugly 24/7.
She peers out the house when she wants to tell and she finds the flower, and then she does like the tell him, don't tell him. And then she's going to tell him, but he's gone. And he's gone to get Lord Farquaad.
Ugh.
And then obviously the wires are crossed because he's like, I heard everything. And she's like, oh, I didn't think that you would mind.
Yeah.
Because obviously she thinks that he heard about
her. Yeah, so she thinks he doesn't like her, how she really is.
Yeah, in reality, he's upset.
He thinks she means that he wouldn't mind that she was insulting him, which of course she wasn't.
Sorry, it's very late.
It is 10:15, listeners, that we're recording.
PM.
Yes, yeah. PM, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, so Farquaad hands over the deeds, and then Fiona's like, we need to get married today.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because ogre. She doesn't turn into an ogre again.
Yeah. And then Shrek's like annoyed at Donkey because he feels like Donkey stabbed him in the back as well. And then there's like a montage after they all leave of like Shrek being sad on his own, Fiona's being sad planning the wedding, and Donkey's being sad like on his own because he's had that ride with Shrek.
Yeah.
Shrek's back in his swamp and he hears noise and his donkey building a wall through his half of the swamp. He said, I did half of the work, so I'll get half of the booty.
Yeah.
And then he's saying about Shrek should forgive him, etc. And Shrek's like, well, for stabbing me in the back.
Oh.
You're so wrapped up in layers, aren't you, boy?
I just read that. I was just reading that on my notes.
He says, yeah, you're like, basically, you ignore that I'm your friend. You ignore that Fiona liked you and still are walking around with this, like, everyone hates me.
Yeah.
You know? And he said, all Fiona did was like you, maybe even love you. And then he says, like, oh, I heard you talking.
Mm.
And then Donkey's like, well, she wasn't talking about you. She was talking about someone else.
Oh, so that's sweet, isn't it? He doesn't betray
her secret.
Yeah. Which could very easily, like, it would be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we need to go and stop the wedding. And Donkey had made amends with Dragon.
Yeah, how did this happened off camera?
So when he's being sad on his own, he's drinking from the stream, and then Dragon is there, also drinking from the stream.
The stream of love.
We didn't know how she got out.
No, I thought she was on guard.
Also, what was she eating? Just the men who turned up.
Yeah, that was enough to get her by.
Yeah. One a day would come to try and rescue the princess.
Yeah, how often are they coming then? Surely not one a day.
Yeah, so they fly to the wedding and the wedding's begun. Fiona wants them to hurry up because she's like, can we just skip to the I do bit?
Yeah.
Whereas Donkey says that Shrek needs to wait until he hears, does anyone object?
Yeah.
So he's like throwing him up to the window and he's like, damn, they already said. And then Shrek runs in and he's like, I object.
Oh. Yeah, so she doesn't kiss Lord Farquaad.
No. Shrek's like says that he like loves Fiona. Farquaad mocks him. And Shrek says, don't marry him. He's not your true love. And he's like, the ogre has fallen in love with the princess. And then he's right on the side, laugh. And then Fiona lets the sunset change her in front of everyone.
Mm.
And everyone's like, oh. And then Farquaad seizes both of them.
Yeah.
Shrek manages to wriggle free and whistle, and Donkey and Dragon fly in, and Dragon eats Farquaad. and then Shrek and Fiona kiss, and then it's all like the... as the magic's happening.
Yeah. And where then... she takes love's true form. Isn't that love's... Yeah.
Yeah, which is her as a Shrek.
Yeah.
Ogre. And then he's like, you are beautiful.
Oh.
They've been in each other 2 days.
Yeah, I was just about to say that. Why does he want to ruin
the
magic? But still, that's 2 days longer than Lord Farquaad. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they really hit it off. Maybe it's like Love Island, you know, like 2 days in there is like 2 weeks.
Yeah. And they did have quite a journey.
Yes.
But when we go back to the swamp at the end, I thought love was only true in fairy tales. We see Shrek and Fiona get married, but we don't know how soon after that was. They could have been dating for
They could have been courting for years. Yeah.
I mean, they have admitted that, they're each other's true love.
Yes.
Maybe that's enough. Maybe
that's enough.
It broke the spell, so it's true love.
Yeah, you didn't need anymore. Oh, that's clever, Stu. Yeah. Oh, wow. Well done.
We cracked the code.
Yeah.
So it
must have been true because it broke the spell.
Yeah.
Oh, very good. I mean, it is true because there's so many other films.
Yeah.
Mm.
And then all the fairy tale creatures are celebrating. Dragon catches the bouquet. And the film ends.
An excellent film.
It's funny when they've got like a Shrek karaoke, like sort of post credit scene. And then I can't remember what song it is. It's not Staying Alive, but there's like a bit where it's like, huh? And it says like,
it is Staying Alive, huh?
Is it?
Staying Alive.
No, but it just pans to him. I think that's just in the middle of the song, though. I don't think that is the song.
Oh, okay.
And it says like, ha, and it pans to him. And he's like, Staying alive. And he's like in the dragon with a matchstick. Felfometer, 9 out of 10.
Yeah, great same. Film. Yeah, it's very funny.
Yeah.
It's more your film than mine, but I do really enjoy it. And I'd sort of forgotten how, I hadn't seen it for a long time. I'd forgotten how good it was and how much we used to quote it. So,
I still do.
You know it word for word. Yeah, that's become like your new Encanto, isn't it? You've been watching them all.
We're not really going through that at the minute.
No,
at the minute it's just Bluey all the time.
Oh, okay. Bluey's funny though.
Yeah, Bluey's good.
Yeah.
So do you have any?
You've just texted on the family group. Good night. Have you managed that when we're podcasting?
I'm just multitasking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you have any trivia? I'm in pursuit of some.
I did. My impressions, I only had one, but I'm not as good as you, but I'll give it a go. You're a monster. Not the buttons. Not the gumdrop buttons.
Very good.
Yeah, was that all right?
Gingy. Well, she's married to the Muffin Man.
That's very good. So the trivia is that the film was based on the book Shrek, which is a fantasy comedy picture book, which was published in 1990. Written and illustrated by American book writer and cartoonist William Steig. So you, if you Google the cover of the book, you can see like the original Shrek drawing. And the name Shrek is a romanization of the Yiddish word, which is written in Yiddish, which I can't read, but it says in brackets Shrek or Schrecklich. And that's related to the German word Schreck, spelled S-C-H-R-E-C-K, which means fear or fright. So his name is actually like fear.
Right.
Or fright. Yeah, there we go. And that's all I have to say about that.
Okay. Sorry, I'm just looking up about the... So Jeffrey Katzenberg is the producer and production manager for Shrek.
Yes.
So he worked and had a public fallout with Disney. So Lord Farquaad's appearance is based off of then Walt Disney CEO, Michael Eisner.
Oh, right. Oh, that's
who was the CEO at the time of the movie's debut. And it was him who Katzenberg's animosity towards his former boss that inspired the villain of the first Shrek movie.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's a wonder then that they managed to get so many, you know, with just with Disney being as big as it is.
Well, that's what I was thinking about, like the Cinderella and even saying Snow White.
Well, I guess the thing is, that's public domain, surely, because it's a fairy tale.
Just first. Names.
Pardon?
Who's named?
Seriously, we might don't names. Nick. Darren from Big Brother 1, original. They, you know, because he loved that, he loved the chickens. What were their names?
Marjorie,
yeah. And then there was talk that he was going to do a Chicken Tonight ad. And I was like, well, surely not, because he loves the chickens.
Yeah.
Anyway, I've been thinking about that for 20 minutes.
We need to wrap up, because otherwise we're going to have to stop and then start again, because it's nearly at the hour mark.
Oh, of course, yeah. I forgot we had a time limit.
Yeah. Yeah, well, apologies for a sketchy start. I think we got into our groove eventually. It's too late now, but go back and start after about 13 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're going to recommend to a friend.
Yeah.
And please do, but you can tell them the real start time.
Yeah. Yeah, well, thank you for listening. Hit us up on the usuals, at Films Lives, Insta, Twitter.
Yes.
Book of Face. Yeah, we'll be back soon. Thanks for listening.
Thank you, Stu. I enjoyed that.
Anything from you?
Just thank you, Stuart, for your companionship and your podcast hosting.
And what a great Easter we had.
We really did.
It's been a 4-week binge since.
Mum's tent blew away.
Yeah.
It was harrowing.
We did enjoy a lovely breakfast.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. And these...
Are the films of our lives. There's a time delay. Sorry, everyone.
Goodbye.
Time delay. Bye. Love you. Bye. Bye. Love you. Bye. 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 Bye.